Joined on the line now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slieonua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Eden.
And welcome, as always. Apologies that we didn't get to you last evening, but at least we're doing so tonight.
No problem at all, Eden. You're very welcome.
Liam, an email from LD, rather an interesting one. I work in marketing and went for a job last January, heard nothing until last week. That was bizarre enough, but what was really bizarre was that they want me to come in now and discuss taking the job. It's a job I'd really like, but I'm a bit worried about what they will be like to work for. Any ideas from Liam?
It's amazing, actually. I think we might have dealt with something like this not too long ago, something similar. It's amazing how, for employers, failing to get back quickly enough to people can dampen their ardour. You know, it really does. It can really take the good out of people if you set your stall out, go for the job, feel you've done well, and next thing the trail goes quiet for a month or 2 months or 3 months. And then you come back, and then the employer comes back and, you know, asks you to take the job on. So from the employer side, which is not our concern as such, but just to flag it, it's one sure way of doing a bad job on recruitment. For LD's perspective, I think that it has probably raised their hackles a bit and has sharpened their antenna a bit as well in terms of assessing if whether or not this job is for them. And when you do that, you assess things like the role description, obviously the money you'll be paid, the other conditions like holidays or place of work, things like that. You know, but in this case, they also got to factor in, and it's probably not a bad thing to factor in overall anyway, is company reliability, organisation, treatment of people. You know, are they on the ball? And this would suggest not. Now, it may not be, I wouldn't take it as the be-all and end-all, but my suspicions would be raised as well, and I would be making very discreet inquiries, but then very direct inquiries as well. When I'd go in to meet that company, I would bring up the fact, well, you know, what has happened here? And it's not, you know, not so much what has happened, but does what has happened tell me a lot about you as a company? Are you inefficient? Are you a company who make promises and don't fulfill them? Is this how you treat people? You know, because while you weren't an employee, you had put yourself at the mercy of the company by turning up for interview. You had given up your time. And, you know, you're entitled to feel like you deserve at least the courtesy of knowing what's happening after you've done that. So for LD, I would say it probably, you know, it might all work out fine, but I would be asking very deep questions, both discreetly and directly, when we get to meet. And from LD's perspective, you know, they probably have more aces now than they had then, in that they're, you know, they're entitled to say, well, look, the company's got to sell themselves to me right now, rather than the other way around, you know. So, you know, sometimes people go for job interviews and subsequent negotiations in too desperate a fashion and want it so badly that they'll take any sort of nonsense. Whereas at least in LD's case, some of the scales have been rubbed from their eyes now, you know. So I would say definitely use it as a starting point to ask some serious questions.
Can I be the devil's advocate here, Liam? Mm-hmm. You're the expert. Let me be the devil's advocate. The query is, I work in marketing and went for a job last January. Now, LD doesn't tell us whether he submitted his CV then or whether he was actually called for interview then and heard nothing until last week. Surely it's the case that if it was his CV that he submitted, then he should have at least got an acknowledgement of some sort. If it was an interview, it may well be the case that there are other people to be interviewed, maybe a long line of other people to be interviewed, and that the company is considering the performance of the various candidates. Are you being a little bit too pro LD rather than employer in terms of your comments?
Yeah, I have to say that I read the question as there having been an interview, okay? And maybe that part might be, you know, I kind of presume when I went for a job, it sounded to me a bit like an interview, but maybe I'm wrong there, okay?
Well, it's not clear, in fairness to you, Liam, it's not clear from the email as to whether or not it was the CV or the or an interview. Yes. It simply says, I work in marketing and I went for a job last January.
Yeah, I took that to be interview, so maybe that's so. So let's just take for a second that it is interview, okay? I think that if it was interview in January, that even if the company had other people to interview, they should have kept all the candidates that they were keen on, you know, appraised of how it's happening. You know, from the company's perspective, LD might have moved on to something else and they might have missed him or her by a day or two or a week, you know. You know, again, from LD's perspective, and I suppose I always have a bias in favour of the candidate, that's probably where I come from. You know, I just think that obviously LD feels it wasn't very efficient, put it that way, okay? And I would regularly say to people, you know, give them a few weeks. You know, people sometimes say to me, I did an interview last week, I heard nothing yet. I would say, give them a couple of weeks, give them time. Things happen in companies. But I think there comes a time where the company is not playing ball and they move from just being busy to being inefficient and maybe a little bit disrespectful. And I'm kind of taking it that that's where LD feels it's at right now, you know. But I think the big thing anyway is to discuss with the company. If you have concerns, now's the time to mention them. There's no point mentioning the week after you get the job and you say, oh God, I knew all along they weren't efficient. Or, you know, there may be a very valid reason for it, but I'd like to know what it was. You know, I'd like to know, is this sort of indicative of how the company operates, or is LD and perhaps me being overly touchy about it?
On the other hand, though, if LD has been invited to go in and talk to the managing director or the general manager or whomsoever and discuss taking the job, he or she is going to have to be rather careful, I suppose, in terms of what they're going to say. You know, it's one thing to be very blunt and honest, but on the other hand, it may jeopardise you getting the job that you want.
Yes, it needs to conduct it very professionally, and LD needs to decide, well, all else being equal, do I want this job? Now, you kind of have to presume he or she does, because they went for it and all of that, you know. But I think that at this stage, you know, too many people going to interview are a bit too subordinate and a bit too needy, okay? I think it's important when you go for interview to still retain your own self-confidence and your own sense of who you are. And right now, the fact that LD took the time to send this question to us suggests that they have some reservations. So I think they need to act on those reservations, but in a very professional way, not in a way, certainly ask questions more than make accusations, for example. Say, you know, just like, oh, what happened here? You know, and there may be a valid reason. You know, and you can evaluate that reason. You don't need to say, I felt you treated me disrespectfully, but you can listen and form your own conclusion on that. So I think that the interview, the meeting with the MD, it's about learning some of that, while still, if you want the job, leaving the door open, not burning the whole thing down. And I think that if the employers feel that you're being unfair asking some questions about how this has taken so long and what does it say, you know, maybe they're not the right employers. Mm. You know, again, we're talking generically here because we don't know exactly what the story is.
But of course.
I would never, I would always sort of encourage candidates to get to know as much as they can before they take something. Because right now, LD may need a job, but if it's the wrong job in a month's time and they say, well, you know what, I knew that was the case. I had figured it out from talking to different people. I had figured out the way they handled all of that. And I would think how companies handle those things is generally very telling. So I think LD owes it themselves to satisfy themselves about what exactly, you know, what this says about the company and is it the company for him. It may well be the absolutely best company he ever worked for.
And just on another point, should LD place any significance on whether or not he or she got a phone call out of the blue to call in or received an email? Would that make any difference, do you think?
It all will kind of fill the profile of a company who's organised or not, I think. It, you know, my suspicion here is that the successful candidate either balked at the last minute or took the job and ran again for some reason later on, okay? And I wouldn't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't let pride come in the way here. You know, sometimes the best managers of football teams were not the first choice. You know, see, if you want it, you've got to prepare to take it sometimes in the circumstances that don't fully, you know, they didn't come knocking on your door, so to speak. But I would be looking at that, you know, why is out of the blue am I getting a phone call? Is this company, you know, all over the shop? It might well be that they're taking on a second person. Maybe things are going so well that the scrambling they're doing are a sign of a company that's flying it and they just need to get on top of this as quickly as they can. So I wouldn't prejudge what they're going to say, but I certainly wouldn't rule out asking them the questions that will give you some knowledge and therefore hopefully some comfort before taking the job.
And a final thought, Liam, could LD going in to meet the managing director or the manager, whomsoever it might be, you know, can they just simply say, look, off the record, can you tell me why there was such a delay? Because I am curious to know that. Or is that just too blunt?
This is just a text
that has come in now.
Yeah, I think the phrase off the record is slightly meaningless, if you know what I mean, because I think in an interview, everybody there knows that LD is going to say it to his friend that night in the pub anyway, probably. You know, there's no great bond between them just yet. But something like that, so I just had to, you know, query why this might have taken so long, you know, and kind of just ask the question. You know, I think asking the question is the way to go rather than making the accusation or, you know, forming a conclusion. But definitely, you know, coming out of the economic times we've been in, there's been a tendency for people to kind of say, oh, you get a good job, take it. But you go to work every day, you want to be happy in it as well. So I think this is it. And you don't get a chance to find this out a month later. Or if you find it out a month later, the consequences are much more, you know, it's better be divorced before the marriage than after the marriage kind of thing. So I think LD owes themselves to go and do that. It may be a very simple explanation. It may be, as I said, the company's going so well, they need a second person in and they just want to get somebody in. All sorts of things might have happened. But what I'm trying to find out is this a reason to be worrying about this company, or is it okay? Is this fine? Is there a real reason for them to perhaps decide the company's going really well?
And I suppose as well as that, there's a lesson in this for employers too.
Yes, and unfortunately it's a lesson that many employers won't follow. Employers got into habits during the peak of the downturn of not returning calls, or not returning applications, not following up properly. And that unfortunately will be the case forever more, you know, and it's very annoying for candidates. And I regularly speak to candidates who say things to me like, you know, I thought I'd hear quicker. I've sent out 10 emails, 10 CVs, get more reply of any sort. You know, unfortunately, that's the way it is, and it's very demoralizing for candidates. And, you know, I think companies probably should think more about their reputations a bit as well, that, you know, it doesn't cost a lot to send back a nice email saying thank you and wish you the best of luck. Unfortunately, you're not the person for us right now. So.
And you constantly hear stories of people saying, I sent out 100 CVs, I got nothing back, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I know companies are... Well, with technology nowadays and auto-replies and all sorts of things, there's ways of at least acknowledging the receipt of it. And, you know, there's even ways of personalising very easily the reply. If you have a 5-line reply and leave 1 line to personalise it, at least the person doesn't feel they've just been totally disregarded. I mean, there's no nice way of giving bad news, but at least try and, you know, give them some bit of, treat them with some bit of humanity, I suppose.
Very good, Liam. We have to leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
Thank you, Aidan.